Ipswich Town FC. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Ipswich Town Football Club, also known as Ipswich, the Blues, Town, or the Tractor Boys, are an English professional football club based in Ipswich, Suffolk. As of 2007, they play in the Football League Championship, and they last appeared in the FA Premier League in 2001-2002. The club was founded in 1878, but did not turn professional until 1936, and were subsequently elected to join the Football League in 1938. They play their home games at Portman Road in Ipswich. The only fully professional football club in Suffolk, they have a long-standing and fierce rivalry with East Anglian rivals Norwich City, their nearest neighbours to the north in Norfolk, with whom they have contested the East Anglian Derby 134 times since 1902. Ipswich won the English League title once, in 1961-62, and have been runners-up twice. They won the FA Cup in 1977-78, and the UEFA Cup in 1980-81. Section 1. History. See also the main article entitled History of Ipswich Town FC. For the history of matches versus local rivals Norwich City FC, see the article entitled East Anglian Derby. The club was founded as an amateur side in 1878. Known as Ipswich Association FC until 1888, when they merged with Ipswich Rugby Club to form Ipswich Town Football Club, the team won a number of local cup competitions, including the Suffolk Challenge Cup and the Suffolk Senior Cup. They joined the Southern Amateur League in 1907, and with results improving steadily, became champions in the 1921-22 season. The club won the league a further three times, in 1929-30, 1932-33, and 1933-34, before becoming founder members of the Eastern Counties Football League at the end of the 1934-35 season. A year later, the club turned professional and joined the Southern League, which they won in its first season and finished third the next. Ipswich were elected to the Football League on the 30th of May 1938 and played in Division 3 South until the end of the 1953-54 season, when they won the title and promotion to Division 2. The club were immediately relegated back to Division 3 South the following year at the end of a poor season, but made better progress after Scott Duncan was replaced as team manager by Alf Ramsey in August 1955. The club won the Division 3 South title again in 1956-57 and returned to the higher division. This time, Ipswich established themselves in Division 2 and won promotion to the top level of English football, Division 1, in 1960-61. In the top flight for the first time, Ipswich became champions of the Football League at the first attempt in 1961-62. As English League champions, they qualified for the European Cup, defeating Maltese side Floriana 14-1 on aggregate before losing to AC Milan. Ramsey quit the club in April 1963 to take charge of the England football team. After the team won the 1966 World Cup, he received a knighthood for services to football in 1967. Ramsey was replaced by Jackie Milburn, under whose leadership fortunes on the pitch plummeted. 2 years after winning the league title, Ipswich slipped down to the second division in 1964, conceding 121 league goals in 42 games. Milburn quit after just one full season and was replaced by Bill McGarry in 1964. The club remained in the second division for 4 years until McGarry guided Ipswich to promotion in the 1967-68 season, winning the division by a single point ahead of Queen's Park Rangers. McGarry left to manage Wolves and was replaced by Bobby Robson in January 1969. Robson led Ipswich to two major trophies and several seasons in top-flight European football. The successful period began in 1973 when the club won the Texaco Cup and finished fourth in the league, qualifying for the UEFA Cup for the first time. By the late 1970s, Robson had built a strong side with talent in every department, introducing the Dutch pair Arnold Muren and Frans Tyson to add flair to a team that featured British internationals including John Walk, Terry Butcher and Paul Mariner. Ipswich regularly featured in the top five of the league and in the UEFA Cup. At their peak in 1980, they beat Manchester United 6-0 at Portman Road, a game where United goalkeeper Gary Bailey also saved three penalties. Major success came in 1978 when Ipswich beat Arsenal at Wembley Stadium to win their only FA Cup trophy. The triumph was followed by a UEFA Cup victory in 1981. The club also finished as league runners-up in 1981 and 1982. Robson's success with Ipswich prompted the Football Association to seek his services as manager of the English national team, and in August 1982 he was replaced at the club by his assistant Bobby Ferguson, having taken up the FA's offer. Under Ferguson, Town finished mid-table twice, but worsening performances meant that they began to struggle in the top division. Ipswich were finally relegated to the second tier, then called Division 2, in 1985-86. Ferguson, who had remained in charge despite the relegation, resigned in May 1987 after reaching the promotion playoffs but failing to return the club to the First Division. Ipswich Town were then managed by John Duncan for 3 years, until he was replaced by former West Ham boss John Lyle in May 1990. Lyle guided Ipswich to the Second Division Championship and promotion to the new FA Premier League, ready for the 1992-93 season. Suffering only 2 league defeats before the new year, Ipswich started the season well and were fourth in the Premier League in January 1993, but a dip in form during the final weeks of the season saw Ipswich finish in a disappointing 16th place. Poor form continued into the following season, and Ipswich only avoided relegation that year when Sheffield United suffered a last-gasp 3-2 defeat at Chelsea on the final day of the season. 6 months later, fortunes on the pitch had not improved, and Lyle was sacked as Ipswich manager in December 1994, with the club rooted to the bottom of the Premiership. Lyle's successor, George Burley, was unable to turn team performances around, and Ipswich suffered a Premiership record defeat, 9-0, at Manchester United on their way to relegation. Back in the second tier of the league, Burley led the club to 3 consecutive promotion playoffs, but they were to endure defeats in all 3 semi-finals. Ipswich finally returned to the Premiership in 2000 after coming from behind to beat Barnsley 4-2 in the last Division 1 playoff final at Wembley Stadium. Ipswich performed well in the Premiership in their first season, with Burley's side finishing in an impressive 5th place, being pipped by Liverpool on the last day of the season for a place in the Champions League. Consolation was a UEFA Cup place and FA Premier League Manager of the Year award for Burley. This spell in the top division ended after 2 seasons, and the loss of income due to relegation led to the club going into financial administration. There was the minor consolation of again qualifying for the UEFA Cup, this time via the UEFA Fair Play ranking, and Ipswich survived 2 ties before losing in the second round proper to Czech side FC Slovan Liberec. A poor start to the season, culminating in a 2-0 defeat at Grimsby Town, meant that Burley was sacked in October 2002 after nearly 8 years as manager. First team coach Tony Mowbray was given 4 games as caretaker manager, winning once, but he was ultimately replaced as manager by the former Oldham Athletic, Everton and Manchester City manager Joe Royle, who had played for local rival Norwich City. Royle inherited a side struggling near the Division 1 relegation zone, but revived fortunes such that the team narrowly failed to reach the playoffs. The 2003-2004 season saw the club come out of administration and continue to challenge for promotion back to the Premier League. They finished that season in 5th, but were defeated in the playoff semi-finals by West Ham United. Narrowly missing automatic promotion in 2004-2005, Royle took Ipswich once more to the playoffs, but once more they lost to West Ham United in the semi-finals. 2005-2006 saw a campaign plagued by injuries, and Ipswich finished a disappointing 15th, the club's lowest finish since 1966. Joe Royle resigned by mutual consent on the 11th of May 2006. A month later, Jim Magilton was officially announced as the new manager, and former academy director Brian Klug was appointed to assist as first team coach. As of 2007, the club has a board of 12 directors, including David Sheepshanks and Kevin Beeston. Previous directors include former chairman John and Patrick Cobbold, both of Tolly Cobbold, Harold Smith, and Richard Ryder. In 2007, Ipswich became the first carbon-neutral football club in England. This feat was achieved with the help of the fans and main sponsor E.ON. Section 2. Colours and Crest. One of Ipswich Town's nicknames is the Blues, stemming from their traditional kit, which is predominantly blue. Since turning professional, Ipswich have used a number of alternate or away colours, including white, orange, red and black vertical stripes, claret and green, cream and black vertical stripes, and dark blue and claret. The shirts worn by players of Ipswich Town did not sport a crest until the mid-1960s, when they adopted a design featuring a gold lion rampant guardant on a red background on the left half, and three gold ramparts on a blue background on the right half. In 1972, the crest was redesigned as the result of a competition won by the treasurer of the supporters' club, John Gammage. Each element of the new design was intended to represent the region. Quote, I regarded the Suffolk Punch as a noble animal, well suited to dominate our design and represent the club. And to complete the badge, I thought of the town of Ipswich, which contains many historical buildings, including the Wolsey Gate, and is close to the sea with a large dock area. The crest was modified in 1995 after consultation with the supporters' forum, with the turrets of the Wolsey Gate moved to the top of the crest, the yellow background changed to red, the Suffolk Punch given a more dominant physique, and the FC expanded to Football Club. In 2006, the club donated 500 orange and blue and white shirts to children in Iraq. Section 3. Stadia. Between 1878 and 1884, Ipswich Town played at two grounds in the town, Broom Hill and Brooks Hall. But in 1884, the club moved to Portland Road and have played there ever since. At their new home, Ipswich became one of the first clubs to implement the use of goal nets in 1890. But the more substantial elements of ground development did not begin until, in 1901, a tobacco processing plant was built along the south edge of the ground. The first stand, a wooden structure, was built on the Portland Road side of the pitch in 1905. In 1911, the roof was blown off, and the ground was later commandeered by the British Army for the duration of the First World War. The club turned professional in 1936, and work began on the first bank of terracing at the north end of the pitch. The following year, on the back of winning the Southern League, a similar terrace was built at the Southern Churchman's End. All sides were terraced by 1954, and floodlights were erected in 1959 for use in lower light conditions. The two-tier Portland stand was built along the east side of the ground, in place of the existing terraces, in 1971, and the west stand, then known as the Pioneer Stand, as a result of the club's sponsorship by the electronics company Pioneer Corporation, was converted to all seating in 1990. In 1990, following the recommendations of the Taylor Report, in the wake of the Hillsborough disaster the previous year, the terraces in both the north and south stands were also converted to all-seating, creating the first complete all-seater stadium in the top flight of English football, with a spectator capacity of 22,600. Success on the pitch led to further investment in the infrastructure, with the club spending over £22 million on redeveloping both north and south stands, resulting in a current capacity of 30,311. In the past 5 years, statues of both Sir Alf Ramsay and Sir Bobby Robson have been unveiled outside the stadium. The playing surface at Portland Road is highly regarded and has been voted best pitch in the league on a number of occasions. The current groundsman, Alan Ferguson, has received a number of accolades, including both Premiership and Championship Groundsman of the Year. Section 4. Supporters. During the 2005-2006 season, Ipswich Town recorded an average attendance of 24,252, approximately 80% of available capacity, the fourth highest attendance in the Championship. The highest attendance of the season was 29,184 in the local derby against Norwich City. Locally, much is made of the informal title Pride of Anglia. Fans variously claim the title for either winning the East Anglian derby, finishing highest in the league, having the better current league position, having the more successful club history, or for reasons without any apparent logical basis. The club's main local rival is Norwich City. When the two teams meet, it is known as the East Anglian Derby, or informally as the Old Farm Derby, a comic reference to the Old Firm Derby played between Scottish teams Celtic and Rangers. Over the 134 matches played against Norwich City since 1902, Ipswich boasts the better record, having won 45% of matches to Norwich's 37%. A recent nickname for town is the Tractor Boys, which was coined during the club's brief successful period in the Premiership, 2000 to 2001, when the team regularly competed against more fashionable clubs. The nickname is an example of self-deprecating humour, referring to Ipswich's agricultural heritage. The origins of the nickname are not certain, but the first generally accepted use of the nickname appeared at a losing away game at Birmingham City late in the 1998-1999 season, with the home fans chanting "No noise from the Tractor Boys," a name which stuck. Barracking by supporters of more established Premiership clubs during Town's spell in the Premiership lent the ironic chant 1-0 to the Tractor Boys increased potency and publicity, and the nickname is commonly used by the media. Town manager Jim Magilton commented in the local press that he disliked the nickname, saying that it conjured up images of carrot-crunching yokels, while players such as Matt Holland accepted the chant with good humour. Section 5. Statistics and Records. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled Ipswich Town FC Records. For the current season statistics, see the article entitled Ipswich Town FC Season 2006-2007. Mick Mills holds the record for Ipswich League appearances, having played 591 first-team matches between 1966 and 1982. The club's top league goal scorer is Ray Crawford, who scored 203 goals between 1958 and 1969, while Ted Phillips holds the record for the most goals scored in a season, 41, in the 1956-57 season in Division 3 South. Alan Hunter is the most capped player for the club, making 47 appearances for Northern Ireland. The club's widest victory margin in the league was their 7-0 win against Portsmouth in the second division in 1964. Their heaviest defeats in the league were 10-1 against Fulham in 1963 and 9-0 against Manchester United in 1995. Ipswich's record home attendance is 38,010 for a sixth-round FA Cup match against Leeds United on the 8th of March 1975. With the introduction of regulations enforcing all-seater stadiums, it is unlikely that this record will be beaten in the foreseeable future. The highest transfer fee received for an Ipswich player is £6.5 million from Newcastle United for Kieran Dyer in July 1999, while the most spent by the club on a player was £4.75 million for Matteo Sereni from Sampdoria in July 2001, following the club's successful qualification for the UEFA Cup. Section 6. Players. As of 13th of March 2007. Current squad. Squad number 1. Player: Shane Supple. Position: goalkeeper. Country of origin: Republic of Ireland. Number 2. Fabian Vilnis. Defender: Netherlands. Number 3. Matthew Richards. Midfielder: England. Number 4. Jason DeVos. Captain: Defender: Canada. Number 5. Alex Bruce. Defender: Republic of Ireland. Number 6. Richard Naylor. Defender: England. Number 7. Owen Garvin. Midfielder: Republic of Ireland. Number 8. Sylvain Legwinski. Midfielder: France. Number 11. Gavin Williams. Midfielder: Wales. Number 12. Jane Peters. Midfielder: Canada. Number 14. Alan Lee. Forward: Republic of Ireland. Number 15. Luis Castrocito. Defender: Spain. Number 16. Chris Casement. Defender: Northern Ireland. Number 17. Dean Bowditch. Forward: England. Number 18. Danny Haynes. Forward: England. Number 19. Jonathan Walters. Forward: Republic of Ireland. Number 20. David Wright. Defender: England. Number 21. George O'Callaghan. Midfielder: Republic of Ireland. Number 23. Dan Harding. Defender: England. Number 24. Billy Clark. Forward: Republic of Ireland. Number 25. Andy Rhodes. Goalkeeper: England. Number 30. Sammy Moore. Defender: England. Number 31. Michael Sinnott. Defender: Republic of Ireland. Number 32. Ian Miller. Defender: England. Number 33. Gary Roberts. Midfielder: England. Number 34. Lewis Price. Goalkeeper: Wales. Number 36, Liam Trotter, midfielder, England. Number 37, Andrew Plummer, goalkeeper, England. Number 38, Jordan Rhodes, forward, England. Notable players. See the main article entitled List of Ipswich Town FC Players. Section 7, Managers. As of 24th of June 2007, only professional competitive matches are counted. Name, Mick O'Brien. Country of origin, Republic of Ireland. From 29th of May 1936 to 11th of August 1937. Played 39, won 25, drawn 9, lost 5, goals for 107, goals against 42, win percentage 64.1%. Scott Duncan, Scotland, 12th of November 1937 to 7th of August 1955. Played 505, won 205, drawn 113, lost 187. Goals for 796, goals against 778, win percentage 40.5%. Alf Ramsey, England, 8th of August 1955 to 30th of April 1963. Played 369, won 176, drawn 75, lost 118, goals for 723, goals against 584. Win percentage 47.7%. Jackie Milburn, England, 1st of May 1963 to 8th of September 1964. Played 56, won 11, drawn 12, lost 33, goals for 75, goals against 146, win percentage 19.6%. Jimmy Forsyth, caretaker manager, England, 9th of September 1964 to 4th of October 1964. Played 7, won 2, drawn 2, lost 3, goals for 12, goals against 15, win percentage 28.5%. Bill McGarry, England, 5th of October 1964 to 23rd of November 1968. Played 196, won 80, drawn 62, lost 54, goals for 323, goals against 272, win percentage 40.8%. Cyril Lee, caretaker manager, Wales, 24th of November 1968 to 12th of January 1969. Played 7, won 3, drawn none, lost 4, goals for 13. Goals against, 11. Win percentage, 42.9%. Bobby Robson, England, 13th of January 1969 to 18th of August 1982. Played 709, won 316, drawn 173, lost 220. Goals for, 1,031. Goals against, 814. Win percentage, 44.6%. Bobby Ferguson, England, 19th of August 1982 to 17th of May 1987. Played 258, won 97, drawn 61, lost 100. Goals for 335, goals against 323. Win percentage 37.6%. John Duncan, Scotland, 17th of June 1987 to 5th of May 1990. Played 161, won 73, drawn 29, lost 59. Goals for 237, goals against 214, win percentage 45.3%. John Lyle, England, 11th of May 1990 to 5th of December 1994. Played 231, won 77, drawn 75. Lost 79. Goals for 291. Goals against 308. Win percentage 33.3%. Paul Goddard, England, and John Walk,
Scotland, caretaker managers. 6th of December 1994 to 27th of December 1994. Played, 3. Won, none. Drawn, 2. Lost, 1. Goals for, 4. Goals against, 7. Win percentage, 0%. George Burley, Scotland. 28th of December 1994 to 11th of October 2002. Played, 413. Won, 188. Drawn, 96. Lost, 129. Goals for, 620. Goals against, 497. Win percentage, 45.5%. Tony Mowbray, England, and Brian Klug, England. Caretaker managers. 11th of October 2002 to 28th of October 2002. Played, 4. Won, 1. Drawn, 1. Lost, 2. Goals for, 5. Goals against, 7. Win percentage, 25%. Joe Royal, England. 28th of October 2002 to 11th of May 2006. Played, 189. Won, 81. Drawn, 48. Lost, 60. Goals for, 308. Goals against, 265. Win percentage, 42.9%. Jim Magilton, Northern Ireland. 5th of June 2006 to present. Played, 51. Won, 20. Drawn, 10. Lost, 21. Goals for, 68. Goals against, 62. Win percentage, 39.2%. Section 8, Honours. For more details on this topic, see the article entitled History of Ipswich Town FC. Football League Champions, 1961-62 season. Football League Runners-Up, 1980-81 and 1981-82 seasons. FA Cup Winners, 1977-78 season. FA Cup Semi-Finalists, 1975 and 1981. Football League Cup Semi-Finalists, 1982, 1985 and 2001. UEFA Cup Winners, 1980-81 season. First Division Playoffs Winners, 1999-2000 season. Old Second Division Champions, 1960-61, 1967-68 and 1991-92 seasons. Old Third Division South Champions, 1953-54 and 1956-57 seasons. FA Charity Shield Winners, 1935. FA Charity Shield Finalists, 1962 and 1978. Texaco Cup Winners, 1973. FA Youth Cup Winners, 1972-73, 1974-75 and 2004-2005 seasons. Full Members Cup Semi-Finalists, 1987, 1990 and 1991. Anglo-Italian League Cup Semi-Finalists, 1996. Section 9, Ipswich Town in Popular Culture. A number of Ipswich players featured alongside Sylvester Stallone and Pelé in the 1981 prisoner of war film Escape to Victory, including John Walk, Russell Osman, Laurie Savelle and Kevin O'Callaghan. Other Ipswich Town players stood in for actors in the football scenes, Kevin Beattie for Michael Caine and Paul Cooper for Sylvester Stallone. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.